Okay, this week's parasha is Parashas Mishpatim. It's also Parashas Shkalim. We start the first of the four parashiyos. That means Purim is really around the corner. Less than 3 weeks to Purim, Mitzvah Hashem. Shchodesh Adar, Haba Alinu L'Tov is waiting next week. Very, very exciting times. This parasha, Parashas Mishpatim, we had the floodgates open up. Those that are doing Shnayim Mikra know that, you know, what happened until now, pretty much, with a couple of exceptions, was, you know, with the Shira was a little challenging, and Parashas B'Shalach, and maybe the brachos were a little challenging. Parashas Vayechi, all of a sudden you're like, oh my goodness, these Rashis never end. All above a comma, above a metziah, above a basra, is in every single Rashi in these parashas. It's very, very challenging times. The floodgates open up. The mitzvah floodgates open up. And I want to talk to you about a very important idea in mitzvahs in general that I think is kedai to think about and understand. Really a duality, two components that exist in mitzvahs. And that's as follows. Rashi says the opening pasuk on the words Ve'ela Mishpatim Asher Tasim Lifnehem. Hashem is telling Moshe Rabbeinu these are the mitzvos, the mishpatim, the laws Asher Tasim that you should place before them. Rashi says as follows: Amalak Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe Lo Tala Al Dait Chalomar Eshtnelem Aperek Ve'Alocha Shnayim O Shlosha Pa'amim Achtes Dur Befiem Kimishnasa. Don't think that it's enough to teach the halacha to them two or three times until they know the halacha well. Oh, yeah. If you steal with Canadian, you have to pay kefel. And if you steal an ox or a sheep, four or five, they know the halacha. That's not enough. Says Rashi. Ve'ini matriach atzmi la'avinam ta'amei ha'davar u'perusho. I'm not going to explain the reason behind it. You know the halacha, that's fine. You have to wear tzitzis, check. You have to wear tefillin, check. Keep Shabbos, also in the parasha, check. Yeah, check. Shatnez is a good one, check. And all the mitzvahs, check. That's what you would have thought. Says Rashi, Moshe, don't think that it's enough to teach them the halachas two, three times. And they'll know the halachas, and that's enough. The kach nemar shetosim lefneim. You have to do it in a way like a shulchan, like a table that's aruch, that's set umuchan and ready in front of people. The Moshe Feinstein Zatzal in the Sefer Darash Moshe asks the following question: is it really so bad to teach over a mitzvah two or three times and they know it really well? What's the problem? What's missing? Fine. So you didn't go into the depth of it. So you didn't tell them the reason behind it. They don't know all the reasons behind it. What's so bad? Like, what's the requirement of Moshe Rabbeinu? What's the idea behind this over here? It says that Moshe finds a beautiful idea, a very important idea. He says like this. He says when a person doesn't know what he's doing or why he's doing it, really, it's very hard to do it. It's very hard to go through motions without understanding and appreciating what's behind it. It's very challenging. He quotes over here what was going on back in the times of the Tsar Nikolai. People were complaining all the time. You go to the army of Nikolai. What am I? I'm working. I'm building something. I don't know what I'm building. What's the purpose of it? There's no point. It's a waste of my time. It's painful. It's difficult. What's the reason behind this? But listen carefully, Rabosai. If you're working for yourself, and you realize you're making money, even if you don't necessarily appreciate why you're doing it, still do it. Because I see that, you know, at the end of the month, I'm bringing in a check. I have cash coming in over here. It's not so difficult. Says the Moshe Feinstein, when a person doesn't know the reasons behind mitzvos, why am I learning Torah? Why am I spending time learning Torah? What's behind it? Why am I spending effort to prepare for Shabbos? What's Shabbos about? I don't understand it. What am I doing this all for? It's very, very difficult. It's burdensome. It's irksome. And people won't want to do it. But when you understand the reason behind it, the time behind it, so then you understand that it's mamish, our life. You understand, says emotion, it's called chayenu. And not only that, but that's really what's important in life. And other things in life that people grant importance to is really secondary, trivial, unimportant. So then it's much, much easier. Then it's like so geschmack. Quotes the pasuk in Mishlei, Oyev kesef, lo yiz ba kesef. Person that loves money, he'll never be satisfied with money. Chazal say, you know what that means? Oyev mitzvos, person that loves mitzvos, lo yiz ba mitzvos. You can never give him enough. I'm done already, I get a check, I don't want a check. Give me more, it's life, you're giving me more life. Imagine someone gave you a pill and said, take this pill, and if you take this pill, it'll give you more life. Who's not going to take the pill? Who won't take it? Which idiot? Here's a pill, this is a life pill. Every pill that you take will give you more, an extra day of life, an extra week of life. I'll say even better. Every pill that you take will give you eternity. Whoa. Give me more pills. Let me pop them pills. Let's go. Pop them, pop them, pop them. As much as I can, because I'm hitting eternity. Rabbeinu said this is part one of the duality, the Talmei HaMitzvos. In front of me I have an exhibit A, which is the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch, it's very, very worthwhile to look at the Sefer HaChinuch in this week's parasha. There are many, many mitzvahs in the parasha. Dozens of mitzvahs. Some we understand, some we don't understand, some we know the reasons, some we don't know the reasons for. The Sefer HaChinuch had a job, a mission in life. What was his mission in life? To explain the mitzvahs. The whole book. You don't even know the author of the Sefer HaChinuch is. But his mission in life was to explain the mitzvahs. He writes in the introduction, it's called the Igeres HaMechaber. He writes that he had children, and his children had friends. And on Shabbos, they were just wasting their time mostly. And he wanted them to be a little bit off the streets and doing more productive, meaningful things with their time. So he wrote this book. He figured, you know what? I'm going to write a book about Talmei HaMitzvos and about the reasons behind mitzvos. Maybe it'll keep my kids off the street, he writes. Maybe it'll give them something to discuss. Of course, Rabbosai, understanding the mitzvos more and more and deepening our appreciation of mitzvos is a very, very important value. That's why he wrote this whole book. It's excellent, excellent, excellent sefer. And it gives so much insight into mitzvos. And it's not the only one. There are many, many commentaries that give different reasons and rationales behind mitzvos. And that's part one of this idea of mitzvos, Talmei HaMitzvos. We have an appreciation for it. Imagine you had cholent. And someone put in the cholent pot, they put in potatoes, and they put in barley, and they put in meat, and they put in beans, and they put in some water. And now you have a cholent. They just didn't put any spices in it. They said, you know, what's going to happen? Whatever happens, happens. Whatever natural spices are in the meat, not so much. It's pretty bland. In the potatoes, pluck. In the barley, it doesn't have any taste really on its own. What am I missing? The beans? Whatever it is, there's no taste. The cholent's going to be pretty blah. You'll still eat the cholent without it, but it's not going to have the same time. Talmei HaMitzvos give the appreciation to the mitzvos. Now, that's part one. Don't leave now. Some of you say, okay, fine, great. Let's say I study it, I don't understand it. Now what? Now I'm stuck. Now I can't enjoy it. Not true. Not true. At the end of the parasha, we have part two of the duality, which was discussed beautifully by Rabbi Silverman in the Shmuz earlier this week, in Yeshiva, where Klal Yisrael said, Na'aseh v'nishma. What does Na'aseh mean?
We'll do.
V'nishma, and then we will. So what's pshat in that order? It's strange. It should be nishma v'nase. It should be, if we understand, when we understand, then we will do. It doesn't say that. It says nase v'nishma. And even quoted Chazal. Chazal say when Bnei Yisrael first put nase before nishma, and then they merited tremendous blessings from Hashem, crowns, a crown of nase, a crown of nishma. It sounds like it's something in the order. What's pshat in the order? Many pshatim are suggested. One pshat is this. Of course it's nice to understand. Of course it's nice to appreciate. Of course when you hear a new insight into a pshat in a mitzvah, that's great. That helps us have more of an appreciation and a love for that mitzvah. But that's not the game. That's not the end game. The end game is that we do. We understand? Great. We appreciate it? Great. There are going to be some things that we're never going to understand. Even the wisest of all men, Shlomo HaMelech, said when he came to Parah Aduma in Parashas Chukas, and he says, Amarti Achkama, he said, I'm going to understand this. I can't get it. It's too far for me. You think they stopped using the ashes of the Parah Aduma because they didn't understand it? Of course not. We try to understand it, and we try our best. And that's what we should do. But we do, even when we don't understand. I wake up in the morning, Rabbosai, not really feeling davening with a minyan this morning so much. Just feeling like, you know, it's a cloudy day. Today's a nice sunny day outside, but it's a cloudy day. It's a rainy day. You know, it's like a camp, like the rainy day schedule. It's a rainy day. My blanket's cozy. My pillow is like a down pillow. I'm feeling the I'm just feeling the rollover, and maybe I'll daven with later, maybe not. Hopefully, yes. Daven with a minion, it's a nice thing, but it's not really that important. To daven with a minion, it's not really that important. It's not really so important to daven with a minion. That's what a person might say to himself. Because after all, my pillow is calling for me, and my blanket is calling for me, and it's more geschmack, so to speak, for me to go ahead and have that geschmack experience. That's what I'm feeling right now. What does the Torah say to us? Nasav Nishma. Nasav Nishma says like this. You don't feel it right now? It's okay. Do it anyway. You'll feel it eventually. Rebbe, I tried so many times. I haven't felt it yet. Just keep at it. Nasav Nishma. It may take a little time, may take some months, may take some years. Stick with it. Religion doesn't mean doing what I understand. Religion doesn't mean doing what makes sense to me. Religion means doing what I'm supposed to do. No one asked if you want to be Jewish. No one asked you before you were born, do you want to be from? That's how you were raised. Baruch Hashem, you're lucky. We're all lucky to be in the tribe of meritorious people that merited the zechus to be raised with Torah and mitzvos. There's two parts to the duality, so to speak. There's two parts, dialectic, if you will. There's two parts. Part one is, let's try to understand. There's an obligation to try to understand. The more we understand about Yiddishkeit, the more we'll appreciate what we're doing. If I don't enjoy my tefillin in the morning, maybe learn about tefillin. Connect with what tefillin is about. Learn the Sefer Achinuch on tefillin. Learn the Mefarshei HaTorah on tefillin and Parshas Bo. Learn what's going on. You'll appreciate it more. If I don't understand certain things about Yiddishkeit, so learn about them and connect with them more. That's part one. Part two is hopefully you'll understand. Hopefully you will appreciate. But if not, Baruch Hashem, Nasav Nishma. You're part of a system. We're part of a process. We're part of an amazing chain, generations passed down, which Baruch Hashem we merited to be part of. I'll just close with this. We say in Davin every single day, Ashrei Ish. Praise is the person Sheyishma leMitzvosecha. What does that mean? It doesn't say Ashrei Ish Sheyasa Mitzvosecha. Ashrei Ish Sheyishma. What's Sheyishma? He listens. What does it mean? He hears the mitzvah. How do you hear a mitzvah? When was the last time a mitzvah spoke to you? When did Shabbos speak to you? The answer is, all mitzvahs speak to us. Just we don't always necessarily bend our ears over to hear them. But they all talk to us. Hashem is sending us messages. Shabbos is a message. Kashrus is a message. Tzitzis is a message. Tefillin is a message. There's messages. Hashem is talking to us. You have to listen to hear the message. Abosan, as the floodgates open up and the mitzvah opportunities begin to flow, Yiratz Hashem, from now through the rest of the Torah, let's understand. Every mitzvah is telling us something. Let's try our best to understand what the mitzvahs are doing and connect with them. Ki heim chayenu v'orach yomenu. It's a pill. It's a pill of life, an eternal pill. Best chance. What a pill. Let's take these pills. Let's ingest more and more of these mitzvahs into our beings. Let's try to understand as much as we can. If we don't understand, it's okay. Nasev v'nishma. Already at Har Sinai, we're already committed. We're in. We're all in. We're not in conditionally. We're not in yet. If I get this, I'll do it. We're in because we're in. We should be zochet to hear the mitzvos, to hear the message of the mitzvos, to internalize them, to get more life, to have more of what is Hashem, to become the best that we could be. Have a wonderful Shabbos, Abu Sayyid.